Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now, as I give this analogy, I want you to focus at the same time what Jesus did for us. Jesus left his house. He came here. And he paid a price for us. Are you following? So as I go through this analogy, I want you to think about us and Jesus. All right? Because when Jesus said this in John chapter 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again." And he uses this word, "and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." That word "receive" is that word paralambano. It's the same exact, it's a word of endearment, of black marriage. It's the same word, exact same word that you find in Matthew chapter 1, where Mary and Joseph are there in Matthew chapter 1, and the angel comes to Joseph when he finds out that Mary is with child. Remember? And Joseph's about to put away, the Bible uses that word "put away," Mary, because he thinks that she was unfaithful to him. Okay? So he was mindful to put her away. And by the way, the Bible called him a just man. He was just in doing that because of the adultery that he thought was taking. Are you following? This is a whole other lesson about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. One day we'll get into that. But anyway, they called him a just man. He was going to put her away, and the angel appeared, "No, don't do this, Joseph. This thing's of God." And then he says, "Take unto thyself Mary, your wife." That's the word, take. And by the way, they were already married. You know that. That's why they were traveling together. They were already married, and they hadn't yet consummated their marriage, and hence the virgin birth, and Mary had other children. She was not a perpetual virgin like other denominations would teach. She was a perpetual virgin. No, she had other children. Matter of fact, we read about the brothers and sisters. She had other children beside Jesus. Anyway, we see that you'll see this analogy between Jesus and us with this thought here. After the groom would travel from his father's house to the home of the prospective bride, where he would negotiate with the father of the young woman to determine the price that he must pay for her. Let me share one other thing with you. Again, I got time to do this. When I was in Kenya as a missionary, I'll never forget this story, that we went in a place called Lodwar, which is in the desert in northern Kenya, next to way up north in the desert area. And I took with me four preacher boys and myself. We went there for a week to do some evangelism. We did literally hut to hut. Here you do house to house, but there was hut to hut visitation. And most of our visiting was in the evening and daytime, in the evening and night, because it's so hot, you know, getting up. Anyway, long story short, that Sunday morning, we baptized 36 people. You remember the story we talked about, having in a dry riverbed, had to dig out the riverbed, and because it's dry, we got water down there. Boy, I could tell you some great stories there. But we baptized 36, and we started Lodwar Landmark Baptist Church there in that part of Kenya. Anyway, we're leaving Monday morning. We were there from all week, left Monday. And as we were loading up, getting in the vehicle, one of the preacher boys, his name was Jehoshaphat, he brought a goat with him. And I said, "Jehoshaphat, what are you doing with that goat?" He said, "He's going with us." I said, "That goat ain't getting in my vehicle." Because this is about a six-hour drive in the hot dip from there to where we lived in Kakamega. And, you know, you don't wash goats. You don't put right guard on them. Talk about a stinking animal. He said, please, Pastor. He was about to lose his wife. They already had three children. But he had negotiated a price with her father years earlier about payment for the bride, because they still do this in other cultures. He said that if I don't take this goat back, I'm going to lose my wife and kids. The dad would repossess the family. And I'm thinking, well, that ain't a bad situation for some guys, you know. I thought that, but I didn't say that. But anyway, he says, "Please, I'm going to lose my... So he loaded that goat up in the back, okay? Never forget. You know, we know when to go to the bathrooms. We take bathroom breaks. That goat, when he had to go, he just went, you know? It was a miserable trip. But I said, he brought that goat back and presented it to the father so that he wouldn't take the wife. And they still do that today in a lot of cultures. A matter of fact, I did a marriage seminar while I was there, and some of the guys were complaining about the culture. They know how we are with the American system, and they tried to change some things, and you ain't changing culture, you know, like that. But anyway, one of the guys asked me about this thing, and I mentioned to him that say the daddy comes up to you and say, I want 20 cows for my daughter, for you to marry my daughter. Their 20 cows is a lot of money. I mean, they ain't got one, much less 20. And it would be an insult to the dad to say, well, your daughter ain't worth 20 cows to me. Matter of fact, his response should be, she's worth the whole world to me. The right response. She's worth the world to me. Then the dad would respond, well, if she's worth the world to you, 20 cows is a small price to pay for a bride. So I'm just saying they did that. They're still doing that today. Well, a Jewish wedding then in the days of Christ, he would pay the purchase price. They would agree on it. Jesus paid the price for us, his shed blood on Calvary. Once the bridegroom paid the price, the marriage covenant was established, and the young man and woman were regarded as husbands and wife. Again, refer you back to Matthew 1, 18 and 19, where Joseph and Mary were already married, were already espoused. They were already married. That's why he was going to put her away. He was going to divorce her, okay? Even though they hadn't come together yet. Legally, in Jewish law, they were married. And as a symbol of this covenant relationship, the bride and the groom drank from a cup of wine, pledging their faithfulness one to another. In other words, he paid the price. They agreed that they're husband and wife. And to seal that covenant, if you will, they drank from a cup. Literally what they're doing, they're pledging their faithfulness one to another. Next Sunday night, we're going to observe the Lord's Supper. Just an announcement, okay? We hadn't had it in a few months, but next Sunday night, we're going to observe Lord's Supper and drink of the cup. Now, we're not drinking wine, drinking the fruit of the vine, okay? But anyway, that's a whole other story. But we'll be drinking of the fruit of the cup and the unleavened bread. There's a lot here, and again, time won't allow, but you see the picture here. They drank of that to pledging their faithfulness one to another. After the covenant was established and they pledged their faithfulness one to another, the groom left the home of the bride and went to his father's home to prepare a place for her. Are we on the same page? Sound kind of familiar? He ascended to heaven and he says, I'm preparing a place for you. Okay, he's preparing a place for her. While they were separated, here's the important part I wanted you to get to about the bride hath made herself ready. While he was gone, preparing a place for her to live, while they were separated, the bride begins to gather her trousseau, which is her wedding garment, and prepared for married life. Now, the ladies know what I mentioned about a trousseau. She would begin to sew her wedding garment and how she would prepare it. Again, the wife hath made herself ready. He leaves. He's preparing a place for her. While he's preparing a place for her, she's staying faithful to him. We all following the analogy. And while she's waiting for that, for him to come get her, are y'all following? She's doing some things here. And one of the important things is preparing her wedding garment. She is sewing it, making it clean and pure, just so that white, you know. Anyway, we'll go a little farther that. But she's doing this while the husband is preparing a place.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday, August 21st, for special guest speaker, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Sheriff Grady Judd will be with us August 21st at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.